This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Tell him what you asked me in break about tomorrow.
If he was going to go. If he wanted to come. I said I had one extra ticket.
And you're not going to go?
No, I like to watch the game.
Oh, my God.
He said he doesn't like the cold.
Oh, my God.
poor guy.
It's really unbelievable.
It's not even, and compared to last week, it's going to be like summer.
Nothing. It's really nothing. You don't want to.
You're saying I should go? I should go.
I think you should.
You should go.
I think you should go.
Isn't it sad that Marshall had to be convinced to that level?
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Mark Grody, the way he was talking, like he's not in the warm press box watching the game, and he's got the audacity to tell me I should go. Like, yeah, because you're protected, Mr. Grody.
Nobody illustrates that contrast better than Olin. Like the anger that Olin Kreutz will have talking about suffering, and it is legitimately suffering in the cold on the field compared to being inside in the press box. Those are two very different things. But the man who extended the invitation deserves his flowers. We had a great time talking to Henry Melton at the Brat Stop on Friday, and we continue the discussion today. Henry Melton, the Bears defensive lineman from 2009 to 2013, a Pro Bowler in 2012, joining us again on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score. He's also on Twitch as well. You can see twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Henry, I think it's crazy you even had to convince Marshall to go with you as your guest.
It was crazy, but he did end up hitting me up saying, "You still got that ticket?" And I was like, It's got your name on it, buddy.
Not it's got your name on it, buddy. Is that how you were texting? Is that what you're saying in your head when you texted me back? Because listen, first of all, you lied to me. You said it wasn't going to be that cold. And look, when I got there, it wasn't that cold. But then what happened, Henry?
Yes.
What happened then?
It got very, very, very cold. But listen, at the start of the game, it was nice. I mean, we could have had our jackets off, and it was actually pretty comfortable. And then a cold front came through. It got really windy. Yeah, and then, you know, Marshall was looking at me. I was looking at him. We were getting our butts beat. So it did get a little interesting until it didn't, you know. And then it got fun. It got really fun.
Henry, you've not just played for the Bears. You've also worked with the Bears for many years. You've been at Soldier Field a time or 200 is my point. Have you ever heard the stadium that loud as it was after that touchdown to win the game?
No, man, that was an unreal moment, man. I had chills going over my body, and not just from the cold, but from the energy, the environment, the how everything unfolded. Man, it was spectacular.
Help paint the picture of how emotional people were. Like our friend Amber that was with us, she was literally brought to tears when the Bears won that game. And I felt like the emotional wave was just such a thing in that moment because we had seen how badly they got in their teeth kicked in, for the first three quarters of that game. Right, Henry?
Yeah. I mean, that was part of it. I feel like it was just such a low of lows. And then it just, like, you had no reason. I mean, I was emotional. Like, it was just, like, it was just, it was so low, and then it just switched so quick. Like, within literally two minutes, it switched into hope. So it was like, you know, our friends were crying. I was a little emotional. Like, just, I mean, it was just Green Bay. I mean, just how it happened, and, you know, it was insane.
Well, and I think that's one of those things that people talked about was it, you weren't the only ones with emotion there. You know, we've heard from many fans over the past 2 days calling in and talking about having tears or like if they were watching the game, you know, where does this game register with you just as far as like how you'll remember it?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely up there. I mean, you know, almost making it to the Super Bowl when I was a player, like, just being off the field, like, we have never seen anything like that since I've been done. Like, that was the craziest game. Like, this is our best start since I was on the team. So just being involved and, like, dragging Marshall out the house, you know, it was because I know he wanted to be somewhere inside warm. But he was just, like, he was in shock. And he's not even a freaking Bears fan. He just talks about them.
Listen, so, I was definitely.
He was even speechless. I never seen Marshall could say anything.
Yeah, he did say something to me like, "Oh, you don't have anything to say." I was like, "What do you mean?" The amount of times we looked at each other and just said, "This is crazy. This is crazy." I'm telling you, we broke a record for the number of times the word "crazy" was said in like a 3-hour period, right, Henry?
Yeah, I mean, even on the video, I think Marshall took or our friend Amber took, you just hear everybody just saying like, "Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my," like, just over and over. Like, I'm still saying, I woke up today like, "Oh my, I still can't believe we won that." And I was there to, you know, witness it. It was the energy. It was I mean, we never, like, just from the Bears standpoint of even when we had Fields, dude, like, there was games like that his the year before. We could have had 10 wins easy just off of these close games of just like the one score games. I mean, we've lost so many of these in the past where we actually could have been a team like this, but it just was never in our favor. And the football gods never blessed us like this until now, until this season. Like, we've never even, I think we're ranked. We have the most, you know, comeback wins this year. In the fourth quarter, even like something happens to Caleb, his completion percentage is off the charts in the fourth quarter. Like, something happens to the team where we just have just had this thing this year in late in games. We have not had before.
No, I completely agree. We're talking to former Bear Henry Melton, the former Bears defensive lineman, Pro Bowler here on 670 The Score. And the reason Marshall got to go to the game. And Henry, I think sometimes, you know, we get into the X's and the O's. There's no doubt about that. And sometimes it's good to just illustrate that even when you're facing a backup quarterback suddenly in the middle of the game like Malik Willis, or you know that Micah Parsons is out for the season, you still have to be the team on the other side to execute it. And I think sometimes we forget how difficult it is to just do that. You know, as a former player, how do you speak to that? Because there's still very much a responsibility on the other side to be able to pull this off and be able to execute enough to still take the win.
Yeah, I mean, like, shoot, I mean, we were sitting there watching me and Marshall were sitting there talking about how we were making Malik look. He came in looking like Randall Cunningham or like Michael Vick. We were like, "Who is this guy?" Like, he looked better than Love when he came in. So it was things about execution and just hanging in there. And like I said on the show where I was on there Friday, we have a very bend but don't break defense. We were hanging in there. Just keep, like, just hold. So, like, that's what was happening. Would they have 5 red zone trips, only 9 points out of it? And then we got a turnover, and then they got a turnover on downs. Like, we were just hanging in there. Very bend but don't break defense and make them earn it. Made them earn every inch. Like, they had first and goal, and then we made Jacobs fumble. And that was like the game was getting a little little out of hand there. So, like, we had our testy moments. We came through when we needed to come through. Caleb came alive at the end of the game. Like, it was awesome. It was Bears. It was this year's Bears football, for sure.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Henry, we sat there and we watched. And at one point I looked at you and I said, when they were down big and it was the beginning of the fourth quarter, I said, you know what this is? This is who the Bears are when they don't get the takeaways, and you agreed with me on that. And what do you think the difference was from that point on that allowed them to win this game? Because you still believe that, right? If the Bears don't get the takeaways, they are largely what we saw in that game.
Yeah, but it also attests to the offense too. If we're just doing just enough, just hanging in there, waiting until those moments, making them earn. Like, if we give up a big play and they score, we don't have a chance to get a – like, we were making them earn every inch. That Jacobs fumble came by them just making them earn it the hard way. And then, you know, Caleb not having any turnover again, just like he's one of the best. He's honestly one of the best in the past 2 years of all of quarterbacks of all of the NFL of controlling – taking care of the football.
Yeah.
And that's just where it was. That's just where it was. We hung in there, take care of the ball. And just like me and Marshall said, like, we didn't take a deep shot till overtime. Like, we were just playing our game and just waiting for that opportune moment to capitalize.
Well, and Henry, I think talking about Caleb Williams specifically, too, I mentioned this earlier. I feel like when the Bears did make some adjustments was, for example, like to begin that fourth quarter, you saw that big pass play to DJ Moore that went for, what, 22 yards? And then they started running the football. They were able to, I think they were able to kind of use that pass to set up the run a little bit late, and that helped too. You know, those are confidence boost type of throws for everybody.
Yeah, just breaking it down, just watching, you know, the highlights and the tape, it was the run game, you know, our two-headed monster, you know, just having that. And then they had a blitz sometimes, you know, like, We hit a few throws of them trying to get after Caleb. All O-line, I don't think they couldn't touch Caleb. He had no sacks. I mean, obviously, attest to them not having Parsons, but, you know, the O-line held their own. No sacks, not a lot of pressure. I mean, and then Caleb was using his legs. Our running game was elite, as usual. Like, we just got the yards we needed it when we needed him. And then it broke down on that. You know, a little play action, and then we went over the top.
We have a request on the text line for you. As Henry Melton, former Bears defensive lineman, Pro Bowler in 2012, joins us here on Raheem Harris and Grody. Here's the question. They want to know what you thought about the Austin Booker play that resulted in the personal foul, roughing the quarterback, and obviously led to Jordan Love's ejection. From a defensive lineman standpoint, what did you think about that call?
Awful. So wait, is that awful?
Is that you from a tactician standpoint, or is that just you, the former Bear, saying that was awful?
It's just ball, man. Like, you got to let these guys play. We finally get to Love, and then we were there. I mean, we were both, me and you, I was irate. I was like, we needed to hear more boos. That was, obviously it knocked Love out of the game, but, dude, like, there's not a whole lot you could do about that sack. I mean, like, you're running right at him. He ducks his head. Like, I don't know what more you want from him.
Well, that's how I felt, too, was if he had kept his head up, then Booker is in line with his shoulders, right?
Yes, he's where he should hit him. Like, he wasn't, like, it wasn't a dirty hit. I feel like you should take account to, like, what's, like, how the game's flowing. Like, we finally get to this man, and we hit him hard. Yeah, like, it's part of the game. You can't. And that was that. The drive was dead. And then you give more. Like, they don't understand how, like, just the refs kill me on that.
Okay.
It's so, just like, yeah. I mean, I didn't like the call, even in the game. I could see it from where we were, but I couldn't see exactly until I saw the replay. I'm just like, dude, he's just playing ball, man.
Layla, he made. No, I was just going to say, he may not have liked that call, but I can tell you there's a call he liked even less.
What's that?
4th and 1, Kenry. Tell him about 4th and 1 and how you, like, didn't have a problem with the call until you realized it was 4th and 1.
Yeah, I was like, I was like a couple drinks in, and I didn't realize we were 4th and 1. And then we ran a wildcat, and I was just like, what are we doing? I was like, wait, we don't have the ball?
I thought we were just trying
some things. I was so confused. And then why we went wildcat with Manungai, the 20 yards in the back. I'm like, what are we doing?
But you're right. I think they were trying some things. I think Ben Johnson takes those opportunities sometimes to try some things, but maybe the down was not the right down to do that.
Yes, the fourth, I didn't like it. I didn't like that call, and I thought he called a pretty good game. That was just, I think he probably would have wanted that one back.
Didn't it feel like that stopped the entire momentum for the rest of the half just off the first drive, though?
Yeah, I mean, like, not getting points there was critical. But, I mean, it was just part of, like, man, it was just Bears, like, this year's team. Like, we just had to make, we just wanted to add some drama to it. I just felt like, man, that was insane.
We're talking to former Bears defensive lineman Henry Melton here and Raheemy Harrison-Grody. Our segment with Henry brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And Henry, I mean, if I were in your spot, I would have been telling Marshall, I told you so. I told you to come to this game probably every 3 minutes.
What you mean? I was a good luck charm. I'm the reason they came back.
I'd be like slugging him in the arm. Like, I told you to come to this game. What did you do? Did you do anything to mess with him?
I didn't. I mean, I was actually apologetic until the last 2 minutes. There was nothing we could get.
He's like, I didn't need to drag you out the house for this.
Aww.
Yeah, and it was like, it made it even worse because it started getting colder. So he was over there free. We were all started getting cold. My friend, we were sharing hand warmers. And then, you know, then we started spark. We got the hot side, and I started hitting the told you so. Told you to come. I told you to come.
It was all community after that. When they started to come back, it was like community. Really, the moment was the onside kick. Because I think
that onside kick was wild.
Until the onside kick, we thought the game was over, both of us. But once they recovered the onside kick, we were like, the Bears are going to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, analytics had it at less than 1%, even after the score. Like, we still had very little chance. I mean, literally no chance of winning that game until we got the onside kick.
So, Henry, how would you rate this as far as comebacks you've either seen in person or been a part of?
It's at the top for sure. That was, I mean, like I said, the less than 1% chance of winning that game at the end, and it was, the whole stadium was rocking. I mean, it was blurry. Like, it was insane.
I love that. Well, I'm glad that you got to take Marshall, and I wanted to give you your flowers because, my goodness, to give that invitation, and yes, the roller coaster that you guys were on together. I feel like you two were a team before, but you became even more of a team on Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. We're locked in for life now, buddy. Buddy,
I got to take it with you. I do not like your use of the word buddy in this context, but I'm going to let you have it. Thank you again for taking me to the game, Henry. I'm glad the Bears won. I'm glad I got to experience that particular sense of community, of being at the game, the suffering of the cold, the suffering of watching bad football for three quarters, and then the joy that brought everything back up at the end.
Yeah, I'm happy you were able to make it, my man. I'm happy.
Appreciate
it. I'm glad you sucked it up and were just like, you know what? You got that ticket still?
Yeah, no regrets. No regrets.
And that's loyal because he didn't give it to anybody else either. So there it
waiting.
Is.
I was waiting. It was close, but I was waiting on him. I had a feeling that he was going to come around. And
I looked at the weather forecast. It was like 44 degrees. I was like, I can handle 44 degrees. And then it wasn't 44 degrees anymore.
No, and then it turned into a wind turbine.
Yeah, wind chill was probably around zero.
Shout out to Cairo. What did I say about Cairo?
I
trust in him.
He was like the whole time. Remember he told us Friday, oh, no, I trust Cairo. He knows the field. He knows. He literally, if you watched it from where we were sitting, those kicks, like onside kick notwithstanding, his ability to measure it out and adjust for the crosswinds was amazing, Henry.
It was. I was telling you, I was like, he knows this field. He's been kicking here long enough. They kick outside even during practice. Man, the way, even from our point of view, we could see him kicking into like the wind current. Like the dude knew what he was doing, and he was dropping dimes out there with his foot.
with his foot. That's perfect. And yes, he does get credit. As much as we've had to discuss special teams, we gotta give him credit too when they come through. And the onside kick and those kicks, that is not easy. So game ball to Cairo Santos made a lot of sense there, Henry. You're right.
100%. 100%.
Henry, thank you so much for being a part of the show today. And thanks for making Marshall go outside and go to the game.
Appreciate you, man. We'll holler at you later.
Appreciate you having me.
That's Henry Melton, the former Bears defensive lineman, Pro Bowler, and yes, giver of ticket to Marshall Harris so he can go to the game.
I'm glad I took the ticket. I was wrong. He was right. Are you happy now, Layla?
I just think Henry deserved his flowers for being generous. And, you know, he's an ambassador for the Bears, so what was he doing there?
he was hanging
being
out.
Being an ambassador
for
the Bears.
Doing all the things. I did not tailgate, though. I was Johnny come lately. Showed up for game time.
I don't hate the process. I think whatever you want to do, you should be allowed to do in those moments. And frankly, I think it's, for some of us, I have less energy when I've had alcohol, so then it makes it harder to withstand.
I didn't have a drop that day.
Like there's, for me, it's like, this is two drinks is good. That's a good jacket for me. That adds about 10 extra degrees, and then I can figure out my life. Any more than that, and I fall asleep.
Well, don't do that. Not during that game.
Turn into a pumpkin. No, that did not happen. I watched it with my friends, and we were all delusional. Yeah, pretty much. Like, just incredulous, in disbelief. Let's get into a little bit more of that as well. And also talk about that Bears defense that took us on a roller coaster with it. Henry talked about it a little bit. We'll examine the Bears defense and their win over the Packers on this very, very festive Football Monday, presented by Plumbers 911, Busey Bank, and Great Clips on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.